Well, good morning. I would say that most of you know at this point that I am not a joke teller. You all know this, right? Yeah, it's just not my thing. I wish I could tell jokes. I'm just not very good at it. I figured this morning I could tell a joke about sodium because, as we just heard, you are the salt of the earth, right? And then I decided, nah. One more. No, one more. There you go. Thank you so much. Very good. But in all seriousness, does Jesus really tell us in the gospel that we hear this morning to be salty? I mean, I'll admit there's plenty to be salty about, but really, that's what Jesus wants us to do? We get the whole be the light of the world, right? We get that concept. Don't hide, but let your light brighten your community. I tried this at the earlier service and no one knew the song. Let's see. Do any of you know the song that goes, brighten the corner where you are, brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Thank you, Miss Shirley. You have put my heart at ease. I don't know if this will help anything, but I'll acknowledge the one place they know it is Oak Crest. The folks at Oak Crest tend to know that song. And we get that we should be a city on a hill. Well, we sort of get that, right? Sometimes we get that mixed up and we think that that means that everyone should be like us. But what we really know, I think, is that it means that we should live our lives in such a way that we have nothing to hide, individually and collectively. But then, you are the salt of the earth? I think Jesus is telling us to be salty. And boy, is there plenty to be salty about. If I see one more aggrieved post about someone who has parked in a spot that's not their spot, I might lose it. Meanwhile, there are, of course, real challenges. Real injustices to be salty about, that incomes are not keeping pace with the cost of living, that people are being targeted for simply what they look like, that hatefulness seems to be a sport in our society these days. There's so much to be salty about, in fact, that it's exhausting and overwhelming. In fact, it's tempting to simply hide, or to blend in, or to just grow quiet, get smaller, try to avoid attracting attention. Then again, when we do that, we do precisely what Jesus is warning about this morning in the Sermon on the Mount. For you are the salt of the earth, a city on a hill, the light of the world. Be salty, public, a beacon of light and love and hope. The risk that Jesus warns about today is non-engagement, keeping your head down and your light hidden. Similarly, the risk that Isaiah warns about on behalf of God is that we might well go through the religious motions while participating still in systems of oppression. We might go to church on Sunday and then not pay fair wages to workers on Monday. When we are called to offer food to the hungry, and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, to loose the bonds of injustice, to be a light to those left in darkness. Now, certainly, it is a burden. It is a burden to carry the weight of all that is wrong in the world right now, knowing that you cannot fix it all. You all know this, right? I know there are a few folks around here who are desperately trying to fix it all, but you can't. And yet, isn't it a heavier burden to silence yourself? To see that so much is wrong and just go on with business as usual? To bury your frustration, your sadness, and your anger, and hope that someone else, perhaps, will deal with it? And yet Isaiah and Jesus proclaim today a great joy that you get to be part of it. You get to be part of what God is yet doing in this world. You get to be a part of the inbreaking of the kingdom of heaven on earth. You get to be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. Not because you'll fix all the problems. We all know better than that, I think. But because you have allowed your heart to follow the heart of God. So, it's almost Valentine's Day, right? We're almost there. It is a week from yesterday. And so, in preparation for Valentine's Day, I started reading a book I got for Christmas. The book is called All About Love. Mm-hmm. All About Love by Bell Hooks. And she speaks in her book to the reality that we who take Scripture seriously already know. And that is that love is not some sweet sentiment. Love is a verb. She quotes the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who wrote in a sermon, "When I speak of love, I am not speaking of some sentimental and weak response. I am speaking of that force which all of the great religions have seen as the supreme unifying principle of life." She goes on to say that loving practice is not aimed at simply giving an individual greater life satisfaction. It is extolled as the primary way we end domination and oppression. Jesus does not tell us in Scripture to be kind to our spouse, though by all means, please try. I'm looking at you, Elaine and Dave. And Jesus does not say anywhere in Scripture, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. No, Jesus tells us that we are the salt of the earth, that we are the light of the world. And so Jesus tells us to love God, to love our neighbor as ourselves. In fact, Jesus then goes a step further and says something even harder. Jesus says, love your enemies. Not to just be kind, but to make the world a more loving place. Love is not quiet. Love is loud and bright. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Love is salty. Love refuses to let others suffer with no resistance. Love insists that the kingdom of heaven breaks in here and now every time you, a follower of Jesus, show up. Love calls out everything which impedes the inbreaking of God's kingdom. May you find joy in that. May you find relief that you don't need to do it all. You just need to bear Christ's love in every situation to break the bonds of injustice, and that God is going to do it, and that you get to be a part of it. And so may we all be salty for the sake of God's kingdom on earth. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.